ICE nabs migrant gun, drug, and child sex crimes offenders for Memorial Day. By Lowell Coffee Law on May 27, 2025. It wasn't a pleasant Memorial Day weekend for a slew of criminal illegal aliens arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in various cities across the United States. ICE's Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, officers made the arrests in Boston, Denver, Houston, Newark, New York City, Salt Lake City, and San Francisco, Fox News is reporting. A number of those nabbed had records for violence or sex crimes against children. Authorities released a list of what could be called the greatest hits list of arrests made Saturday that included Kevin Stewart Hernandez, 18, of Guatemala, arrested in Boston. He is a suspected 18th Street gang member, who local police in Everett, Massachusetts say, was involved in a gang war shooting. Jose Antonio Deras, 45, of El Salvador, arrested in Denver. A judge ordered him removed in 2009. He has pending charges for felony sexual assault on a child, according to ICE. Misael Delgado Carlos, 35, of Mexico, arrested in Houston. After previously removed from the U.S., she returned. She was convicted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in Harris County, Texas. Eduardo Sanchez Hernandez, 32, of Mexico, was arrested in Newark. The man, ICE reported, was previously arrested on charges of sexual assault of a victim under the age of 13. Litzy Janelle Saavedra, 26, of Mexico, arrested in New York City. He has a criminal history that includes a 2022 conviction for third-degree felony rape in Yonkers, New York, according to authorities. Jose Barrios Bello, 35, of Mexico, arrested in Salt Lake City. Deported previously, he returned, only to be convicted of distribution of methamphetamine and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Carlos Torres Valdovinos, 46, of Mexico, arrested in San Francisco. His rap sheet includes a felony conviction for oral copulation of a child. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Those already behind bars apparently were taken into custody under ICE's Criminal Alien Program, CAP. Through CAP, ERO takes criminal aliens into custody in a controlled environment, decreasing risks to officers, aliens, and the community, according to ICE. When ERO directly assumes custody of a criminal through CAP, it prevents the individual from being released back into the community where they may reoffend. Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.